Thank you. more time. Play it like you mean it. Come on. It's amazing, really. You can't, you know, when you think about these tunes and how common they are in sessions all around the world, and then you play them and it's like they're so good, and there's a reason for that, you know. The Kesh jig never gets old, certainly to me anyway. I just love playing it. It's such a great jig. And so I just want to say something here when it pertains to jigs. I've always noticed, certainly in the U.S. anyway, in general, not that people don't play fast in Ireland, that's not what I mean, but in sessions, well, there's a tendency to hurry the jigs. So if you listen to the way I'm playing it, you actually have way more time to play all the notes than you think, and the triplets are a lot slower than you might normally play, or realize that they're actually slower. Can be played slower than what you're doing, so it gives you more time to play at this tempo, at this speed. You know, obviously things change the faster you get. So, but I was comfortable with that tempo. I hope you guys were too. I thought it was good. Howard, how are you? I'm going to say hello to a few more people. And Michael Marion, how are you? Jewel, Ben, Ann Noonan, good to see you. Valerie, Sharon, and Chuck.
Hey, Sharon.
We're here. The heater's on. We have a heater again.
All right. Yeah, we have heat again, too. David, Don, Jeffrey, good to see you again. And who am I? I don't know if I'm missing anybody. So if I've missed you, let me know. Brian. And Lauren.
Hi, John.
Karen. How are you, darling? Lovely to see you all here.
Is that Karen Dale?
Yes.
Hi, Karen Dale.
Karen is here pretty much every week.
Karen, hi, Jim.
My phone's messed up.
Carolise, good to see you. So, and user, I don't know. It says user. It doesn't say your name, so I don't know who it is. I can't hear you. You got to unmute for me to hear you.
Carol Cease.
Carol C.
Cease.
Cease. Sorry, Carol.
That's right.
I looked at it too quick, but of course I should be familiar with you now, between emails and every Wednesday. So who's the user here? Let me see.
Might be me. I'm not sure.
No, it's not you. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's always good to have a user. I don't see Lisa, so I don't know if Lisa's coming tonight. All right.
John, you were talking about the tempo, and I've said this before, but I love hearing you play at this tempo because you can hear all the little bits, the triplets and the ornamentations that you do. It's fun to hear it live and then next time around to try to replicate it. So two thumbs up.
Well, thank you. So what I try and do, and I teach my students this, is you have to play every note. So if you miss a note, or you skip over it, or you play it, but you can't really hear it, it means you're not playing it. So, you know, you have to treat every note like it's your pet, you know? So it's, you can't have favorite pets, right? You got to treat every pet the same. So, you know, you can't have one note more favorable than another just because you like playing D, you know. You got to play G as well. So that's a kind of simple way of putting it. But really, if you take your time to play every note, it really helps control the rushing of the phrasing. So, but anyway, I don't want to turn this into a workshop, but I do think jigs in particular tend to be difficult for people to play and get a really nice bouncy rhythm in there without cutting a note short. So, all right. So let me go to my my music here, and so the Thames, which is a great hornpipe. I don't know if you know it. I know it. I have the music only because I got to remember how it starts. And then we'll do the Thames, or the Thames, into the Plains of Boyle. But this is probably a more common accordion tune, but it is played by other people as well. And so Plains of Boyle, honey.
Right.
How'd you go? Okay. I think that's it, right? Thanks, Michael. All right, so okay, so that's the Thames. And that's the name that I got from the session. So for future, if you ever want to look up the names that's on the list, I generally get the names from the session. It's just easier for me that way. And sometimes there's more than one name. But if you go to the session and you want to get the music, the best place to go for this purpose would be to thesession.org. But this is a great hornpipe. Okay.